Hello, I'm Gary Pierce, and I'm going to do a podcast on the CareTech bathroom scale. This scale is one of the type that's sort of mounted onto a glass plate, and at the back of it there are three buttons, and from left to right they are minus, menu and plus. And these scales are fairly accurate, and they have a nice, easily understood male voice. Typically speaking, to operate them, you just stand on the scale. The scale will give a little chime, then it will tell you the weight. Now, there are options concerning all of this, and we'll go through those. Okay, now when you walk up to the scales and they're just sitting there, you can press either the plus or the minus button, and that immediately changes the volume. At that stage, that's all you have to do. You set that and it's ready to go at that volume. But if you want to make other changes, you have to go into this little basic menu system. Now, what it lets you do, one thing that I like, if you want to keep track of your weight, and if you and your partner, I think up to five people from memory can do this, you step on the scale very briefly and step off. In other words, just tap it with your foot, and it'll say something like person one ready, and do it again and it'll say person two ready, and so on. And when you get to your number, then you stand on the scales as per normal, and it will give you your weight and tell you how much you've lost or gained since the last time you weighed. And of course, each person has their own memory, so that you can keep track of this sort of thing. The other thing that you can do is you can change the weight from pounds to stones and to kilos. And you can then also tell it to repeat your weight. You can either have it repeated once or twice. So there's the initial weight plus the repeat value. So obviously, if you have it on two repeats, then it's going to say the weight and then speak it two more times. This is a good thing, because sometimes you might not catch it. So I've just got it repeating once. On the underside of the scale, there is a battery compartment, and it stays attached, and the scale runs on four AAA batteries. I'm personally using nickel metal hydrides. Actually, they're Enerloop batteries. I use them a fair amount around here, because of their high shelf life factor. It seems to be that it's very economical on batteries, and when the batteries need replacing, the scale will tell you so. So I guess the best thing now to do, typically speaking, is to show you what it sounds like when you just do a normal way, and then what it sounds like when you use the memory function. So I'll put the scale on the floor along with the recorder, and the first thing you'll hear is just a standard weight when I'll just step on.
Ready. 63.4 kilo. 63.4 kilo.
Now I step off the scale.
63.4 kilo.
And it'll switch off in a minute. You'll hear the special noise it makes. Okay, now I'm going to use the memory. Now, I'm person one and my wife's person two, so I'll just briefly touch the scale until I hear person one, then I'll step on.
Person one, ready.
Now I'm stepping off.
63.4
and then it will make its noise, its switch off sound, and that is more or less it. The menu system is quite straightforward, and when you press the menu key, which is the center key, you can then cycle through all the options with the plus or minus key and see what they're presently set to. And if you want to change them, you have to hold the menu button in to make the changes. Otherwise, it just tells you what's currently in there. If anyone has any questions or anything I forgot to cover, please contact me and I'll do my best to rectify that. The scale is a normal sort of size glass plate scale. The LCD display is very, very large and very, very clear, so that for those people who have got enough sight to see them, you can do that with turning the volume right off and you get no voice then. So that's it, and I hope the podcast was of some value. Thank you.